Hello Audio Boom, Graham here, Black 73 Cat, hope you're all well guys. This is part two of my response to the Leibster Award nomination that I received from Daylight Gambler. I didn't do that right then, from Daylight Gambler. Got to do that, haven't you? So I got as far as answering the questions that Phil had posed to me in part one. So in part two, I need to go through the 11 random facts about myself, and I also need to nominate five other bloggers and pose some questions to them. So I will get on as quickly as I can so I don't run out of time. So 11 random facts about me. Number one, I'll add hot chili to almost anything. Number two, Marmite is offensive. Number three, I can play tunes with my tongue and throat. Should I demonstrate? No, I shouldn't demonstrate. Number four, I served 8 years in the Royal Air Force. Number five, I have a huge phobia around blood. Number six, I met Tom Baker when I was five. Number seven, I've never watched the whole of Titanic. Number eight, I have a guitar that I can't play. Number nine, I quit smoking 10 years ago. Number 10, I don't own any downloaded music or films. Number 11, I tut loudly at blokes who don't wash their hands before leaving the gents. So there are 11 random facts about me. And the people who now have to provide me with 11 random facts about themselves and also answer the questions below are as follows. I'm going to have to move away from the outdoors for my nomination because everybody that I know, all the outdoor bloggers that I know have already been nominated. So I'm going to bring it back predominantly to Audio Boo for certainly four of my nominations. And my fifth nomination, or the one I will go to first, is my brother, Ian, who is at Toon Manic on Twitter. And he's also on Audio Boo as well, although he doesn't boo or hasn't booed for a very long time. But I know he's considering doing a blog, so I'm going to nominate him for this award, and hopefully that might just gee him up to get his blog going, as this did when Phil nominated me. So that's my brother Ian, who is at Toon Manic on Twitter. Secondly, Roger Skelton from Audio Boo, who is at Rog on Audio Boo. Thirdly will be, I'd like to ask Paul Omani, who is Omani Blog on Audio Boo and on Twitter. I would really like Paul to take part in this, that'd be good. Fourth will be Claire Randall, who goes by a given name on Audio Boo. And finally, Yana, who is at JN2N on Audio Boo. And I've just put a note on my written blog just to say I've chosen the folks above primarily because I love listening to them and their thoughts. I value their opinions on stuff, and they are genuinely good people to listen to. But also, I think looking at that, and I'm sure anybody within the Audio Boo community will look at that and see that that is a very eclectic mix. So I think it could give some very interesting answers to these questions, which I will now read out to you. They're not really all that in depth. I was trying to keep it quite light-hearted, and it was very late at night. It was about 12:30 when I finally got this nailed last night. So they're not the most probing questions. I don't think I'm going to get any Pulitzer Prizes for journalism with this, but we'll see. So question one, full English or cereal? Question two, favourite town or city in the UK? Question three, how long can you hold your breath? Question four, which famous person would you most like to meet? Question five, what would be the first thing you would say to number four? Number six, Apple or Android? Number seven, do you cry at TV shows or films? Number eight, a walk in the woods or a shopping spree at a mall? I didn't want to use the word mall because it's a very American word, isn't it? But these are like Meadow Hall and Blue Water and all these places. They're shopping malls, aren't they? There's no other way to describe them, really, is there? So, yeah, mall, unfortunately. Number nine, do you sing in the shower? Number 10, have you ever carved your name into a tree or a park bench? And number 11, what's the biggest thing you've ever done to help a total stranger? So like I say, they're not very in-depth questions, but hopefully they are provocative enough to get some interesting answers. Now, I've just looked at my my written blog, which you can find at black73cat.co.uk, and I've managed to mess up some of the formatting, so the rules are a bit sort of squished. But the rules are there to tell you what you need to do if you've been nominated and you choose to accept the challenge. It's quite simple, as I've said. answer my questions, give us 11 random facts about yourself, and then nominate 5 other bloggers to take on the challenge and give them 11 new questions. And that's about it, really. It's a nice little simple challenge. But despite that, it still took me hours last night to type all of this up. not just to type it, obviously, to do all the thinking and stuff and put my answers together and compile new questions and all the rest of it. But it was good fun. I really enjoyed doing it. So big thank you to Phil, Daylight Gambler, for the nomination. It's a really good thing to be part of, actually. And I'm looking around at a few other people's questions and answers. I was watching Dean's yesterday, of course. Dean's so good, isn't he? He's got a swanky YouTube video, and he's I thought, can I do that? And I thought, well, I could probably sit in my garden and do it with my my 2-year-old or 20-month-old running around at my feet, pulling at my tripod and stuff. So I thought, no, I'll just keep it simple. Don't stretch yourself too far, Graham. You're not that good. But there you go. So anyway, that's the Leapster Award wrapped up, and I look forward to hearing the responses from. From my nominees. Yeah, that's right, my nominees. And I hope you enjoy the challenge. Thanks again to Phil. Thanks again to everybody else who's taken part in this. And I will speak to you all soon. Take care, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.